2018. What you got for me this year, man?
You're about to make a village. It's your man KJ. I am live in the village by myself tonight. So anyways, village, I have some thoughts tonight about the NFL's ban on kneeling. And I also want to discuss not necessarily politics, but we're looking at a surge of women running for public office. And there's two in particular that I want to discuss and what this really means as a whole. So let me go ahead and let's just get in and get after it. So let me address this NFL banning kneeling during the national anthem. Now, I get, you know, I'm trying to play the devil's advocate on this one. I get where they're coming from. You know, they're trying to appease some fans, and I think they're willing to accept the losses that they're going to take on one side versus the other. Now, when I looked at this ban and when they said the NFL is going to make it where you either have to stand for the national anthem or your team is penalized, I believe, 15 yards at the start of the game or something like that. I didn't get all the gory details of it. But the issue is there's going to be a penalty, and this could literally affect the team. Now, me as a team guy, I'm not going to want to do anything to hurt my team, naturally. I think that that's stupid. Now, unless my team was supportive of me and what I was trying to do and represent, that's a whole different story, right? But if your team is like, hey, man, we need that 15 yards. We can't have this. Well, then you know what? I understand. Right? I get where they're coming from. I get the logic. I get the mindset. I get all of it. Right? But the other piece to this is where people are not really, is not really being discussed is the fact that if you as a player, a professional athlete for the NFL, you have the right to say, you know what, I don't want to be on the field during the national anthem. And you can choose to remain indoors. Which, in a sense, is almost an alternative, a suitable alternative. But in many contexts, it's not suitable. It's apples and oranges. And here's why I believe that it is. When people are protesting, you don't tell protesters to protest behind closed doors. You don't tell protesters to protest in their neighborhoods and stuff like that. When you need people to see what you're doing, and you need people to really hear what you're saying, you have to go out of your way to make sure that they hear you, that they understand you. Now, this is the same thing that the NFL players are doing. They're using their platform, which is all they're doing. They're using their platform, and they're literally saying, hey, this is an issue. This is an issue within our country. We need to resolve this. And again, I'm not going to, I will. You know, I look at this issue of kneeling, and it amazed me how so many people made this about the flag, the military, and things of that nature. This was never about the flag. This was never about the military. It amazed me how so many people made it about that, and it had nothing to do with it. And that's what kills me about all of this. This had nothing to do with anything to affront to the military or disrespecting the flag or anything like that. And if you really want to take this further, if you really, really want to dig into this, people, the kneeling came after a Green Beret, Army Green Beret, spoke with Colin Kaepernick and said, this is the proper way to do it. Take a knee. Because initially, Colin Kaepernick was taking a seat. And even then, I was like, okay, you know, let's try to figure out something else, right? There's got to be a better way for you to do this. And so he spoke with this Green Beret, and he informed him, he says, you know, to show respect still, you know, peaceful protest, you can take a knee, right? So this, him taking a knee, all these other athletes taking a knee, some of the owners of the teams taking a knee, this has nothing to do with disrespect. Absolutely nothing to do with disrespect. This has everything to do with bringing attention to an issue that is going on within our society. Now, I've also heard the argument, you know, I've heard people say, well, you know, police brutality happens to everybody, black, white, Mexican, whatever. Well, to me, you just made my point, right? If you're acknowledging that police brutality is an issue in this country, then let's figure it out. But for the life of me, I cannot figure out why you can't acknowledge that police brutality is a bigger issue when it comes to people of color. That's what I can't figure out. That's the part that I have a hard time stomaching. You can acknowledge that police brutality and the way police handle and mistreat civilians is a problem. There are people that can agree with me there, right? But when it comes to dealing with people of color, all of a sudden, it's, well, everyone gets it. And that's what blows me away. Now, if you don't agree with that, that's fine. This is my opinion. This is how I see things. But what I am simply saying is there's got to be a better way for the NFL to do this. Because to me, you're going to alienate a lot of people. Now, me, myself, I was ready to go back to the NFL and watch football, you know. But with this, I don't know how I feel internally about this. You know, I feel some kind of way that, you know, your right to free speech, your right to say something when something is wrong is being railroaded. Now, some will say, oh, well, I mean, they're professional athletes. You know, you're not supposed to do this in your job and this, that, and the third. I disagree, right? I disagree wholeheartedly. And I disagree with that thought process because, they are using their platform. They're using their means to be heard. They're using the things that they have available to them to be heard. And that's all this is. So every time somebody tells me it's disrespect to the military, it's disrespect to the flag, I beg you, please explain to me how this is how it's disrespectful to the military, how it's disrespectful to our flag. We're not kneeling. The players are not kneeling on the flag. They're not taking a knee in front of, you know, and being disrespectful to military. They're taking a knee. They're being silent. They're not drawing attention to themselves or nothing else. That's it. So how is it disrespectful, right? We are built that, you know, there are people that have fought and died for these rights, right? So why is it that we as Americans cannot exercise our right to say, you know what, I don't agree with this. I don't agree with how this is being done. I want to say something about it. And guess what? I'm going to use my platform, which is with this podcast, and I'm going to say that. This is my platform. And that's what this means to me. This is my platform. This is how I voice myself. So there are many people, again, if the NFL wants to ban kneeling, then I think as an athlete, if I were a professional athlete in the NFL, I just wouldn't come out for the national anthem. It's that simple. That would be my way of silently protesting. That's what I would do. If they're saying you come out, you have to stand, or you stay in the locker room or the tunnel or whatever the case may be, right? If you decide to do that, then that's fine. Then that's what I would do. I would just simply stay in the tunnel, stay in the team training room, whatever the case may be, and I would come out after that, after the national anthem was sang. Now, if you are offended even by that, then I don't know what to tell you, right? I really don't know what to say at this point, because the NFL is giving them options. And because you don't like the option now, it's going to be made into a bigger deal. And that's fine. If that's the road you want to take, then so be it. I encourage you to continue with your fight to make sure that all the NFL players stand. I don't really care. I actually commend these men that are still doing it. I still commend Colin Kaepernick for staying with this. You know, he's literally putting his money where his mouth is. For all those individuals that are saying he's not doing anything, he's actually doing a lot. He's actually doing a lot for people of color and making sure that they know their rights. They know their legal rights from being pulled over by a police officer. And actually myself, I'm working with an officer here. I'm trying to get him on a show. Scheduling sucks, but I'm trying to get him on a show. And we're going to have a discussion, you know. But the big thing is, I'm kind of going future here with you guys. The big thing is, when I do this show, I don't want people to think he's going to be able to answer for every law enforcement officer across the country. Not going to be able to do that. That's not why he's here. I'm going to ask him some solid questions, some hard questions, and he's going to give me some real answers. And there it is. But it only pertains to his department and what he can speak to. He can't speak to what's going on in South Carolina or anywhere else, right? So basically, the NFL and what they're trying to do, I don't agree with it. And I don't agree with it because it's, as a human being, a citizen of this country, it's my right to do that. Now, if you don't agree, fine, but you still cannot take my right away. Just like I can't take away your AR-15s or anything else, you can't take away my right to silently protest. And that is all. All right, folks, so let's move on here to this next topic here. Now, this next one here, we're seeing so many women of color or women in general running for public office, right? And the two women that I want to discuss today, let me go ahead and pull these up. This is something that I was like, whoa. I was like, okay, let me go ahead and try to find this here. And there she is. And let's go ahead. Let me screen share with you guys and see if I can get this audio to play. And let's do that. All right, give me 1 second here, Village. I'm going to screen share with you guys. There we go. All right. So let's see here. We're going to play the video. See what happens. May or may not play well. Trying to get this thing to mute, and I didn't have that muted, so you guys are going to get a few seconds of that, and forget it. Let me just go ahead and discuss what's going on here. I'm just rambling. Stacey Abrams wins Georgia battle of the Stacey's in a bid to become first black female governor in U.S. Now, if you know anything about politics, you know Georgia, red state, right? So this is huge in regards to how the country is shifting, right? I'm trying not to take this from a political perspective, but more or less a cultural shift perspective. It's 2018, and we are seeing a black female running for governor of Georgia. That's huge. That's absolutely huge, right? I'm not saying go and vote for her because she's a black woman, but I am saying take the time and figure out what she's about. Take the time and get to figure out what's going on with her, what she believes, and things of that nature. Now, am I saying that I would automatically vote for her? No, I'm not, right? I'm not the one that just automatically votes because you're Democrat or Republican, whatever the case may be. I normally listen to what you have to say, and I go with my gut from there. That's just how I vote, right? But I bring all this up to say that we have a African-American black woman, whatever label you want to use this week, Stacey Abrams. Let's read a little bit here. Stacey Abrams easily defeats Stacey Evans in the Georgia Democratic gubernatorial primary Tuesday that attracted national attention. And it attracted national attention, let's be honest, because it's an African-American woman running in Georgia. Running for office in Georgia. That's huge. So I'm definitely excited to see how this is going to work out. And I'm ready to hear what she's about. My vote won't count. Obviously, I can't vote in Georgia. But there will be ways that I can lend my support if I decide to back her in any way. And I think that what she can do, and I'd like to see her get an opportunity and get a chance and go from there. All right, so let's go ahead. We're going to stop sharing for a quick second. And let's move on here to this next young lady. And this one is even bigger, in some retrospects here. Let's go ahead and screen share one more time with you guys. All right, here we go. Lupe Valdez, former sheriff and openly gay Latina, wins Texas Democratic bid for governor. That is absolutely huge, right? Texas. We know Texas is red. We know that. But to have a openly gay Latina win the Democratic bid, it shows the shift in our society. It shows the cultural shift. It shows that, hey, young ladies, you can be whatever you want to be. You don't need a man to co-sign you. You don't need that. You can do whatever you want to do. And I wish that I could scream it from the rooftops. Ladies, you don't need a man to validate you. If you are doing the right thing, you validate your damn self. So I am super excited to see this one and how this is all going to play out when it's all said and done, right? But the other piece of this is she is an openly gay Latina, right? 30, 40 years ago, this would not have even been a thought process. There's no way, first of all, a Latina and openly gay and Texas, not going to happen. But in 2018, we have Lupe Valdez, former sheriff, and she's an openly gay Latina, and she won the Texas Democratic bid for governor. So that just goes to show you that culturally, we are changing every day. We're changing because people are like, look, your sexuality, your skin color has nothing to do with the job that you want to do. So what, you are in bed with the woman, or you're a man and you're in bed with the man? What does that have to do with your job? How does that affect your job? If you can do your job successfully and do it right, who you love is your business. And that's how I feel. I don't care about you holding your husband's hand in public and it's two men or it's two women and you guys are holding hand in public. That doesn't bother me. You know why? Because some will say, oh, well, you know, it affects the kids and things of that nature. Well, you know, I have two sons, and guess what? I sat them down, I explained it to them that sometimes boys like boys and sometimes girls like girls. Pretty simple conversation to have. If they have any questions, they come and ask me. If not, we move on, keep it pushing. But I'm definitely excited to see Stacey Abrams, black female running for the governor of Georgia. And I'm super excited to see Lupe Valdez, former sheriff and openly gay Latina, run for governorship of Texas. So two red states. We'll see how it goes and we'll see how it works out. All right, so we're going to stop sharing with you guys here. So anyways, Village, that's pretty much my time. That's my show. I didn't want to be with you guys a super, super long time. You know, I try to keep it under 20 to 30 minutes, and that's pretty much what I did today. So let's go ahead and read some show notes. If you guys want to get a hold of me, I am at Enlighten My Mind. I also handle the Village Twitter handle at W2TheVillage. The show can be heard on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Podomatic, and Tumblr by searching for Welcome to the Village. Crowdcast replays can be viewed on Welcome to the Village YouTube channel, Tumblr, and Google Plus by searching Welcome to the Village. Google phone is 619-202-1562. Email welcometothevillage@gmail.com. The website is welcometothevillage.wixsite.com/website. And Village, if you simply subscribe to our Crowdcast channel, right, go to crowdcast.io, create an account, subscribe to Welcome to the Village. Guess what? You guys can come and join us. If you want to argue with me point for point, I'm okay to do that too, right? I'm okay with doing that. As long as you're being respectful, I'm okay with it. And if you go to Etsy, type in W2TV, that is our Etsy page. We have shirts, wristbands, and tank tops. So you guys support the Village. I really, really would appreciate, you know, hey, even if you're just listening to this on the replay, go check out the Etsy account, the Etsy page, buy a shirt, buy a wristband, buy a tank top, buy something. Truly, truly appreciate each and every last one that tuned in tonight. And as the saying goes, we love you. We thank you. God bless you. Have a great night. Bye, everybody.
You rocking with the Village. You rocking with the Village. You rocking with the Village. Get it.